Okay, hello. This is our podcast, and in this podcast, we're going to like discuss two different accents and dialects. We'll be using the Irish accent and the Scottish. And my name is Ebba, and here.
And my name is Linnea.
And first, we're going to we've picked some words that we're going to compare, or some phrases. So the first one, like pronounced it in like general English, in is I don't know. And do you want to start or should I?
You can start. How would you say I don't know in
You
Irish?
Like you pronounce the word I like oi, like you said oil. So I would say like I would like that I don't know. I think
that sounds.
And you like you kind of swallow the. Vowels. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I think we say it like that. Yeah. And in the Scottish accent.
So in Scottish we'd say I don't ken.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's very different from I don't know. But.
What do you say? I don't ken.
I don't ken.
Don't ken.
So done is like I don't, and ken is no, I don't know. I don't can.
I don't can.
So it's like in American you'd say, I don't know.
Okay.
But in Scottish it's I don't can. So yeah.
Is some slang or?
No, not really slang. It's just how they talk.
Okay. Did we have some more phrases or?
I think we've got some more coming on later.
Okay, then I'm going to like talk some about the Irish accent and like how to pronounce the consonants and the vowels and it's pretty common that you like soften the vowels and. You say like, instead of saying the letter A, is in English you say A,
yeah?
And you say like ah or order ah in the Irish accent. I have a phrase here, like, it is how are you? And it will be pronounced like how are ya?
Oh.
So you don't pronounce the letter A like A and pronounce like ah.
Yeah.
So it's kind of different.
It's a very sing-songy accent, right?
Yeah, it's more like a lyric kind of dialect, so it's kind of fun to listen to,
I would say.
And as I said before, you pronounce the letter I like oi, it's not a common around like every Irish person, but you like, but some that like drop the letter.
So there's key, like different like, accents in the accent.
Yeah. Okay. And plenty of people like drop the sound in like a word instead of saying morning, say morning.
Ah.
So they don't say the vowels ng or no.
Okay.
Okay, this is not some like general rule for like Irish accent, but part of the Irishmen think that like the Englishman has got like lazy, so they think it's important to like to pronounce the consonants correctly. Like you say when you should say like jump, you must say jump, like G or D, And that's it, I think. Yeah, and more of a like polite thing that they use is that they answer a question with not just yes or no. Like, for example, like, are you going to Jane's party tonight? They say I am, or not like just no, or just they say I am or I don't, so. It's more of a polite thing.
Yeah.
And a weird thing that I found that what that they kind of answers, or they like, if you have two verbs in a sentence, mm-hmm. you place an after in between. So I can say an example. They say I was running after out of potatoes, and we would say like I was running out of potatoes, wouldn't we? So I think that is, I don't know why they do that, but I think it's weird.
Yeah.
Or like you are not after buying potatoes. It's also weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, and as you said, it's kind of lyrical, and
okay.
This is kind of all from the Irish accent.
Okay, so the Scottish accent is more like brutal, or it's more harsh. When you're going to talk in a Scottish accent, you need to set your oral posture. So it's like focus on keeping your jaw loose and unclenched, and keep your tongue in the back. So it's
can
like,
you do it for me? Like
you know when you do
okay, yeah.
It's like back there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because it's easier to get this little you know that
yeah.
sound. And a few things that is different in Scottish is that the U becomes a O. So pool is pronounced pool.
Yeah. And I kind of swallow the wall.
Yeah. Also. So it's a tongue in the back of your mouth. So O. And O is A. So no is nay.
Okay.
So yeah, a lot of what do you say? A lot of words is pronounced totally differently than how they're written because
because of the pronouncing of the vowels.
Exactly.
I find it pretty hard to like pronounce it when you must like swallow the entire thing.
I think so too. And I have a few words and phrases for you to guess what they mean. So I'm going to say the word or the phrase, and you just guess.
Okay, yeah.
Are you ready?
Cool, yeah.
Okay, so, no.
You said,
what does that mean?
If I would just guess, is it pretty, I don't know, I know.
Yeah,
I'm no. I don't know. I actually don't know. I am or no?
Or like I'm no.
Or like
I think
I'm not.
Is it wrong? Yeah, it's I am not.
I'm not. Okay. Yeah.
It's more like I'm nah, no.
And how do you pronounce it?
That was hard actually.
Nah. Okay, yeah, because you pronounce the
because no is nah, so it's like
I'm nah.
Okay,
another one.
Abdi.
Abdi. I can't guess.
Just Abdi. Shot in the dark.
Is it logical or?
No, it's not logical.
Okay, I can't guess.
It's everybody, Abdi.
Okay.
Yeah,
maybe.
Everybody is. Okay, so this is phrase.
Okay.
And it's on your bike pal.
Huh?
Yeah.
Can you speak a little bit more clear or?
Okay, so I say again. On your bike pal.
You said on your bike, I think.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean to own a bike.
Okay,
This is way out in the dark.
Okay, you have to say it.
It's go away.
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
On your bike pal is go away.
On your bike pal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
And A. You should know this. It's like in a lot of movies. Like A.
I would say like, hey, what's
A
up?
Or I. Like, what do you think about this?
Oh, I think the movie Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, they
Pirates
use it.
Say I. Say, yeah. It's well, yes.
Yeah,
right,
it's
yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
It's yes. So it's in a lot of movies.
Okay.
About like pirates and Vikings and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
I think so too. Yeah.
Okay, so the last one is Bern. Bern.
Bern.
Bern. It's like, no, you can't have my Bern. If someone would say that.
Okay.
Bern.
I'm sorry. No.
It's a baby.
What?
Yeah.
Bern.
If you have a Bern, you have a baby.
Bern. Okay, so you're my Bern.
Yeah.
Or do I have
it? It's kind of close to barn.
Yeah, in
Swedish.
Swedish.
Yeah. And I...
Where the
Viking
is...
I think it's because the Viking is like in the 9th century or something, when they invaded Scotland, that a lot of phrases from the Scandinavian Old Norse, that language just influenced Scottish.
Do you know some more or...?
Yeah, I can take out a list, but a lot of them I don't really recognize because they're more like Norwegian than Swedish.
Okay, but maybe we're understanding or...
Yeah, I remember one. One was like Knuse.
Knuse, yeah.
Yeah, and that's Norwegian for like breaking or bruising or, you know, hitting.
Yeah, I know.
Sort of.
Okay. So that's the same in
the
Scottish. Okay, interesting. I think I also have some words that you can guess on. Yeah, I will just shake them up. Let's see. Here, okay. Maybe you know this one, but. You have, we have the words like runners.
Runners.
Yeah.
Runners. Is it logical?
Like, it's logical, but I think you will like guess something else.
Run, what did you say?
Runners.
Runners.
Yeah.
Well, I think of people, a lot of people running,
yeah,
I guess it's not.
That is the most logical thing, but when like, Irishmen use the word runners, they refer to like jogging shoes or like tennis shoes, same difference, so
isn't there like isn't like trainers, isn't that
then
like,
that is the like the word we would use,
but okay, so that
I wonder what do you use for runners as a runner is in
because
we
like
use people
running.
People running,
yeah.
I don't know that.
I don't know that.
I'll check it up. Okay, next word. Okay, maybe you know this one. This is... you've heard it. A jumper.
Jumper.
A jumper.
Yeah, it's like a...
A sweater.
Yeah, a sweater.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this one you haven't heard. Yoke.
What?
Yoke.
Yoke.
Yoke. It's not a... you're so funny. You're such a
joke.
Okay,
so it's not a joke.
But it's pronounced the same. So
okay joke. No, I have no idea.
You kind of use this when you're like trying to say something but you don't quite know the word for it, so like you know the joke that you can use to like clean the floor or
so it's like the word or the thing.
Okay.
That's a good word.
But I wouldn't be like joke. I have one more. Right, or they would like pronounce it like roid.
Roid.
I think because it's spelled like with an I in it, so roid. Roid. Yeah.
I don't know.
Is a very attractive person of either sex.
What?
I
had no
idea. I didn't hear.
Road.
No? I think that it was all.
Road, isn't that like a road?
Yeah, but it's spelled like this, like with an ided, so when you pronounce it like oi, so roid.
Oh.
Or
okay.
When you pronounce it like that, roid.
No, because it's got an R, so it's more like rrr.
Roy.
Yeah.
In the Scottish section?
Yeah.
But how do you pronounce the I in the Scottish? Is the same word? Is it I or is it oi or? Maybe you don't know.
Yeah, it's like. I'm not sure actually.
Okay.
I don't think it's. If you know, exchange for another sound, but.
But as we picked the phrase in the beginning, I don't know.
Yeah, it's more.
How
like
did you say I then?
I.
Ah, yeah. I.
I.
Okay.
I.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I think finished. That's all. And thanks for listening, and I hope that you learned something about the two dialects.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.